You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 to 7. I read, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord." We can see in this passages that the Lord has identified two categories of people. One, the man that trusts in man. And number two, the man that trusts in the Lord. He says, cursed is the man who trusts in man. This should make anyone who understands scripture to have a rethink of their life. If your trust is in man, if your trust is in the human system, the scripture says that cursed is such a man. The man that makes another man his own strength. You know, sometimes when you are connected to people in power, people in position, you may tend to boast. You may tend to have confidence, thinking that there is nothing you cannot do. You can get things done. You can oppress people. The scripture says cursed is such a man. And the heart of man easily want to trust in another man. So the next statement it says, whose heart departs from the Lord? Who are you trusting in? What is your hope? Is it in man? No matter how a man promises to do something for you, do you know that man can fail? I can promise you that I'm going to send you money tomorrow. I can die before that tomorrow. Something could go wrong that I may not be able to fulfill that obligation. It is different from God. God can never fail. There is nothing that can go wrong and that can stop God. So the scripture is saying, don't put your trust in a man. And that's why many people get disappointed. They get depressed because you trust in men instead of you to trust in God. Even in marriage, you must trust in God, not in your spouse. Trust in the Lord. That's why in verse 7, it now says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. That means that when you trust in God, your hope will be in God. People claim to trust in God, but their hope is in human being. You say something like, I am trusting God. But in your heart, you are saying, well, I hope my uncle can come through for me by next week. The fact remains that your trust is in your uncle. It is not in the Lord. Agree that God uses men, but yet our trust must not be in men. Our trust must continuously be in God. That's the way to prevent your heart from being disappointed. And even yourself, you should not trust in yourself. Don't trust in yourself. Trust in God to keep you. Those who understand themselves do not trust in themselves. Those who have truly walked with God will reach a point where they don't trust in themselves. They know that except for the grace of God, they will even disappoint themselves. So if you can disappoint yourself, if you can't rely on yourself, why are you relying on another human being? The Bible says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. Brethren, let your trust and hope be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. For inquiries or counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.